in your praise, and you are glorious, so glorious in this place, and you are glorious, so
Mashiba la ya 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 bala haya da ya hala. Lift your hands and worship His gloriousness. So glorious in this place. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, El Shaddai. Pray in the Spirit for a second, for a minute. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. El Shaddai, we adore you. We magnify your precious, holy and wonderful name. Thank you for being real, for being wonderful, for being great and glorious in our midst. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, lift those hands higher. The Master is here. He has to rewrite the life of somebody, give you a change of story and a change of testimony. Lift those hands high. Call on Him in a whisper. Jesus. Receive the touch of His power. Receive the touch of His deliverance. Receive the touch of His healing now. A new day, a new season, new change. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. I'd like to welcome everyone here this morning still in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, and in verse 10, he said, if the iron be blunt and it does not sharpen the edge, then must he put to it more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom is profitable. This is the profit of wisdom, part 4. Our objective this morning is to understand the dividends of divine wisdom. Scriptures make it clear that wisdom is profitable. Makes it clear that the one who walks in wisdom walks in profit. The one who walks without wisdom walks in losses. He made it also clear that wisdom is the doorway to our inheritance in God. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 11 said, wisdom is good with an inheritance. We saw the lives of Daniel. The lives of Daniel, Joseph, Job, Solomon, David were lives that exhibited the wisdom of God and saw the profit of wisdom. We have seen 8 of those prophets so far. 4 in the first service and 4 in the second service. So I'll go over them very briefly. Number 1, we said that wisdom brings rulership. Wisdom enthrones. The wisdom of God places people where they belong in life. He says, by me kings rule and princes decree justice. According to Proverbs 8:15. Wisdom enthrones. There is a throne for you and it is accessible by the wisdom of God. Number 2, we said that wisdom brings increase and abundance. The way of wisdom is the way of increase. The absence of wisdom is the reason for bankruptcy and shortage. We saw the explosive wisdom of Solomon and where it took him to. Third, wisdom brings strength. A wise man is strong. A man of knowledge increases strength. Wisdom is not compatible with weakness. The wisdom of God gives rise to emotional strength, mental strength, physical strength, spiritual strength. Fourth, wisdom attracts divine presence. God is present with the wise. The Bible said, David behaved himself wisely. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 14, and God was with him. There is something to feel about a man of wisdom. You feel God around them. Number 5, we say that wisdom brings distinction. A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine. The way of wisdom is the way of stardom. The way of wisdom is the way of distinction. Number 6, we said that wisdom brings peace and rest, tranquility. In Proverbs chapter 3, reading from verse 13 to 17, talking about wisdom, he said that the path of wisdom are paths of peace and pleasantness. That there is a sure way to know that you are not walking in wisdom. That is when life is filled with pressure. The presence of tension is the absence of wisdom. Or the absence of wisdom is the presence of tension. The presence of pressure, the presence of stress, the presence of crisis. Where wisdom is lacking in the home, there is tension. Lacking in the business world, there is pressure. Lacking in your place of your career, there is pressure. There is an easy way to know that wisdom is not at work when there is so much tension, so much pressure. But when you are connected to the wisdom and the wavelength of God, you are relieved of pressure. You are released of tension. Number 7, wisdom brings victory and forbids defeat. He said, wisdom is better than weapons of war. So I said in the second service, even though wars are fought with weapons, they are won with wisdom. You fight wars with weapons, but you win wars with wisdom. So it is possible to have the weapon and lose the war when the wisdom is lacking. In every area of your life where there is a current war, a current battle, it is winnable by wisdom. Number 8, we said that wisdom brings promotion. Behind the elevation of Joseph, Daniel, was wisdom. Can someone say amen? Now let's go to now point number 9, right? Which is number 1 for the third service. Wisdom brings favor and acceptance. The way of wisdom is the way of favor, is the way of acceptance, is the way of opportunity. When you walk in wisdom, you walk in favor, you walk in acceptance. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, the Bible said concerning Jesus, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. As a result of that, he had favor with God and man. Acts chapter 7 verse 10 told us of Joseph, who was a man of wisdom. God delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Wisdom and favor. Wisdom travels in the company of favor. To be wise is to be favored. To be unwise is to be disfavored. Are you trusting God for favor in the place of work? Exhibit wisdom in the front of your boss. Are you trusting God for favor in the marital context? Exhibit wisdom. Are you trusting God for favor in life, before God? You need wisdom. Somebody say amen. There are those who have first class degrees and are unable to keep any job because basic wisdom is lacking. Wisdom brings favor and acceptance. Number 10, which is number 2 here, wisdom brings stability and establishment. Things are stable and established by wisdom. In Isaiah chapter 33 and in verse 6, he said, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. You want anything to be stable, support it with wisdom. Stable life, stable business, stable family, stable marriage, stable career, stable. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. It says, true wisdom is a house builder, and by understanding it is established. If there is anything around you that is appearing to lack stability, appearing not to be established, what is lacking is wisdom.
I speak by prophecy to someone here today. The wisdom that will give you stability is coming your way right now. If you are saying amen like a believer, shout it loudest. If you are saying amen, shout it loudest. Insecurity and instability are the outcomes where mentality is lacking. Instability, insecurity is not standing. It's not stable. Its future is not guaranteed. Where wisdom is lacking, that will never be your portion. In Jesus' precious name. Number 11. Wisdom brings preservation. Wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 17. Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why should you die before your time? Wickedness is a killer and stupidity is a killer. Why should you die before your time? Hello? I'll give you an example. Somebody gave you a cup of water to drink. You wanted to drink it. And you noticed that something was wrong with the water. So you gave the water to the dog, and the dog drank it and died. Hello? Which means there is something inside it that could have killed you. There is cyanide poisoning, or there is something inside the water that could have killed you. Question. Is it possible to forgive such a person? Is it possible? Yes. Because the Bible says we should forgive. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Question number 2. If that person gives you a glass of water again, will you drink it? Wisdom is what? Profitable to direct. Will you drink the water again? Is it because you have not forgiven him? Is it because of lack of love? No, it's because of the presence of wisdom. A person who is not using his mind says, oh, I've forgiven him. Everything is okay. Bring me the water. And dies like chicken with God watching. That is his death. It's almost unforgivable. Take your sin. Be not foolish. Why should you die before your time? That is, foolishness kills more than HIV. Foolishness can kill faster than Corona bad boy. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The meaning of that is wisdom is a preservation. They are watching us all the way from Liverpool. The Lord bless you right there in the name of Jesus. And the Lord cause his face to shine upon you in the name of Jesus. And the Lord grant you grace and health and stability in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to this. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13, where we read, look at that. Proverbs 3, 13, it said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold, more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Talking about wisdom. Length of days is in the right hand of wisdom, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Don't live by sentiments. Live by principles. The principles of wisdom. When people are unnecessarily sentimental about issues, they ruin their destiny without qualms. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 21, the same Proverbs where we just read about wisdom. He said, my son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto your soul and grace unto your neck. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 11. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion, which is applied wisdom, shall preserve you, and understanding, which is insight, shall keep you. Discretion shall preserve you. There are trips you say, I'm not going. That is, you sense that this is not a trip, a journey to go. I'm not going. Someone say amen. You're on the highway. Somebody decided to overtake you. You overtook him. One day I was traveling sometime, and then it was a commercial vehicle like 30 something years ago. And then this one drove, this one overtook, this one overtook. And they were just playing. You are not faster than me. How many of you know that? To operate like that, you don't need extra stupidity. I'm faster than you. No, I must overtake you. Is there any award? These guys kept on overtaking each other until they entered the bend. And then a vehicle was coming or something, and then the one I was inside somersaulted, landed on the floor. Terrible injuries, including death from the same vehicle, at the frequency of foolishness. You want to overtake me? Overtake and be going. After me and you, we are not going to the same direction. I don't know where you are going. I don't know where you are going. Somebody carried someone the other day, and I was driving him. And he said, excuse me, driver. I said, you should take me from Kaduna to Abuja, not Kaduna to heaven. And it's not time to go to heaven yet. Don't drive me to eternity. Hallelujah. You shall fulfill your days. That wisdom that shall preserve your life and preserve the life of your loved ones is released for you right now in the name of Jesus. Finally, wisdom assists leadership. The wisdom of God. Increases leadership capacity. Ezra chapter 7, verse 25, the Bible said, and thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thine hand, you will set magistrates and judges, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not. That is, set magistrates, set order, people management, resource management. They are functions of divine wisdom. In Genesis chapter 41, Joseph began to prescribe for Pharaoh from verse 34 how to manage the vast resources of Egypt. In 7 years of plenty, ahead of the years of scarcity. And in verse 39, Pharaoh said, as much as God has revealed all this to you, nobody is wiser than you. For you to develop such a structure for the management of resources and the management of the land is pure practical applied wisdom. The level of wisdom you have brought what you are doing to this level. Another level of wisdom will take it higher. I prophesy that level of wisdom is released upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. Having said everything this morning, my counsel is twofold, or conclusion. Number one, whatever it takes to get at the wisdom of God is worth the cost and worth the effort. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. That is, whatever it takes you to get at the wisdom of God, get it. Maybe you are here today, you're wondering what is wisdom all about. Look at last Sunday service message. And we defined wisdom in diverse ways. Access to the mind of God, access to the purpose of God, access to the will of God, insight into the word of God. Diverse definitions of wisdom we saw. Whatever it takes, get at wisdom. Second, the major access into the world of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Major access into the world of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. We saw Job chapter 28 and verse 28. The fear of, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Psalm 111 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 9, Proverbs 9 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The fear of the Lord. Question, what is the fear of the Lord? I gave two definitions already, and I'll repeat those two definitions and then add two more definitions. First, I said in the first service that the fear of the Lord is existence with a conscience that is awake and alive. Existence with a conscience that is awake. A conscience that is alive. Because there are those who operate as if their conscience is dead. Nothing moves them. Nothing touches them. They can kill and not feel anything. Lie without conscience. Steal without conscience. Bear false witness without conscience. The fear of God is existence with a conscience that is awake and alive. Second, the fear of God is existence with the consciousness of the eternal consequences of life's actions. Existence with the consciousness of the eternal consequences of life's actions. That is, you know that whatever you do in this life, you will account for it before God. So you are cautious. You are cautious. Fading away like the stars of the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus would we pass from the earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered by what we have done. Thus would we pass from the earth and its toiling, only remembered by what we have done. That is, earthly actions have eternal consequences. So when you are conscious of that, you walk in the fear of God. Number three, the fear of God is existence with an addiction for righteousness and an aversion for unrighteousness. Addiction to what is good, aversion for what is evil. Like I said it some time ago medically, addiction to good and allergy to wrong. You are addicted to good deed and allergic to wrong deed. There are those who enjoy wrong deed. They enjoy evil. They camp around evil. The fear of God is depicted in Psalm 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. You can't see him walking in the counsel of the ungodly, standing in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful. You can't find him. No. You may not give the bribe, but you hated it once you saw it. Just hated the scenario. Finally, the fear of God is existence with healthy respect and reverence. Now, I was meant to give you a scripture for the last one. That is Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Addiction to righteousness and aversion to evil. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Finally, the fear of God is existence with healthy respect and reverence for the person and principles of God. Healthy respect and reverence. You respect God, you revere God and his principles. Once they say this is the presence of God, you comport yourself. You respect God, you reverence him. You are not careless with God. I cannot be praying and then the phone is ringing. And then I say, I fear God. The phone has to be off. It's either I'm praying or answering the phone. I can't be doing the two together. One must give way for one. It's either I finish the phone call and then start the praying, or finish the praying and then start the phone call. It can't be going on together. Amen. Very, very important. Once this is in place, the wisdom flows. The wisdom flows. That is why there are so many people who are so confused, because they don't fear God. So they lack direction. But I see the flow of wisdom coming for somebody here. Say the loudest amen. The weekend has been very intense for us. Intense in kingdom assignment work in Lokoja from Wednesday. They built a chapel, which is the first chapel to be built after 28 years of the existence of that state. There are other places of worship, but no chapel for worship. And it was built. And they said we should come and dedicate it. And we went. They asked us to go to the... They showed us the Lugard, Lord Lugard house. The Lord Lugard that was at the back of the amalgamation in 1914. Where he sat and governed the Northern Protectorate from. We stepped in there, using it as a point of contact for the repairs of the foundation of our country. The executive of the state, they were so happy. Deputy governor was in attendance for 2 nights of the crusade. SSG, secretary of the government, 2 nights of the crusade. The head of service, all the nights of the crusade. Legislators, other people. And we're in agreement for God to repair our nation from the foundation. That place was where Nigeria was named. That Lokoja. Nigeria. That place is the place where the two great rivers in Nigeria met. The Niger and the Benue. Some have the Niger only. Some have the Benue only. They have the two. And we did prophetic actions there. Take a look at the clip of the crusade.
Any more death, or barrenness, or bitterness, or limitation, or struggling, or backwardness, or stagnation in this land.
Receive the torch of his power. Yes, that's it.
Yes, sir. At the instant of that declaration, the tumor disappeared.
What are you talking about?
I've been trusting God to heal.
He wants to remove it.
Yesterday, I was believing God in the Lord. But this night, I checked it and it went.
Are you just looking, lad?
Can't lift it up on that left. Neither could she use it to wash this other side. And the two hands are lifted just now.
Yes.
Are you just looking like that? Do anything you couldn't do before. Whatever this spondylosis did not allow you to do. You could not walk.
The past 3 years, I could not walk. I left Kaduna today because my daughter told me that there's healing and deliverance. That
you
come.
You left Kaduna today? Are you just looking like that?
He has been mad for over 8 years. Could not do anything, could not recognize anything. And while the ministration went forth, he asked the uncle, put your hand on your head, shout help. And he realized that the uncle put the hand on the head and screamed help. And right now, the spirit of madness has checked back to her.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
For the last 7 years, he could not hear. But at the instance of that declaration,
ear open.
The ear popped open.
That is, he punctured the ear membrane, and now he wasn't hearing for 7 years.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise.
Since 2016, her mother had stroke.
And see the mother walking right there. Cervical cancer, August last year.
And she's been battling with that. The son told me to send them to the cancer center in Ibadan for further treatment.
She said, while you were making declarations, sir, she saw a light left this stage and hit on the forehead.
The mother saw light left the stage and hit her on the forehead.
The forehead.
Yes.
And the light penetrated through the head to the body, down to this place, and she said she heard boom,
boom,
and something left
and
her body.
Something left her
then
body.
She became light.
And
she became light.
That spirit of death left her.
Give the Lord the praise. Let's be up standing on our feet. This is what we do with our lives. Lives, destinies changed. In that crusade, a woman came with two children whose mother died of madness. The second child became 10 years. And the madness came on him. Came to the crusade ground as a mad boy of 10 years. And then the senior sister, about 12 or 13, also mad. The two of them, generational curse broken. And they got healed.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. And let us appreciate the King of Kings. Let's worship him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Father, we thank you. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you.
Draw me nearer, nearer to thee, Lord. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. Somebody sing. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee, Lord. Draw me nearer to thee. My song every day, my song every day. Father, draw me nearer. Oh Lord, draw me nearer. My song every day, my song every day. Father, draw me nearer. Oh Lord, draw me nearer to thee.
My song every day,
my song.
Every day,
Father, draw me nearer. Oh, draw me nearer to thee.
Sing it to my time. My song every day.
My song every day.
Sing my song every day.
My song every day. Father, draw me nearer. Oh Lord, draw me nearer, nearer to thee.
Lift your hands and ask God for a fresh baptism of the fear of God. Father, I need a baptism of your fear in my life. Today, a baptism of the fear of the Lord that will usher me into the world of wisdom. A baptism of the fear of the Lord that will usher me into the world of wisdom. A baptism of the fear of the Lord that will usher me into the world of wisdom. Open your mouth and speak to God. That baptism of the fear of the Lord that will usher me into the world of wisdom. Speak to God now.
My song every day, Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee.
Lift your hands high. Close your eyes and lift it high. Someone is at a junction of decision. Which way do I go? What is going to be more profitable for my life? Right now I speak. By the mantle of God upon my life. That's right. Shiba galaya ya ya ya. Grace to make the right decision. Grace to make the right, to take the right decision. Grace to make the right move. Is released now. Receive it now. A cycle of negativity is being destroyed. A recurrent cycle, a repeated cycle, a demonic cycle, a family cycle, a negative family pattern is being destroyed right now by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Wherever the victim is, receive your freedom. Now, 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 now! A spell. Every spoken word working against your life, every spoken utterance working against your destiny. Help her there. Every spoken utterance, every decree of man, every counsel of hell working against your life, against your destiny. Help her there. I declare it is reversed. It is annulled. It is canceled.
Nasi, ahonya mi nasi.
The one who can make a highway in the Red Sea is making the way for someone. Is making the way for someone. The one who makes the highway in the Red Sea is making the way for someone. A way where there had been no way. I declare it is God. Spell of limitation, an obstacle is broken. So shall it be. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. A new chapter is here. Take your seat. There's someone where I'm facing that is battling with hearing with the right ear, where you need to take your phone to the other side before you are able to hear clear. Here, here, anyone like that? Yes, come forward. Why did it take you time to come out? I was pointing where you are. For how long? Somebody has a hernia that the Lord is taking off now. On the groin area, the swelling there is gone. Check that swelling and that growth. What is that? Hernia. Check it and confirm it gone. Check where it was before and confirm you cannot find it. Come, 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 come.
You too.
Let the guy with the hernia come here. For how long has he been there? Since 2019. Can you check it now? Check it. cannot find it. Are you just looking like that? Power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, every deposit of hell in your body is uprooted now.
Talk about someone with an impaired hearing that can't take calls.
Yes,
one
right
of
on this side. Yeah.
These are two benefactors.
Come forward. Come
from
forward.
That word.
For how long you could not hear with that ear?
Right from when I was a child.
Right from when you were a child. You were born deaf in this ear. This right ear. Since you were born. Step forward here.
Close the good ear. Close the good one.
Open. Say after me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Anything I say, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can hear.
I can hear.
Are you just looking like that? And how old are you now? He's overwhelmed.
I'm 34 years old. 34 years old.
34 years old. For 34 years, he has not heard with that ear. He was born deaf in one ear. I prophesy to you today, anything that was born with you that is negative today, they are arrested. Everything that is born with you that is Son of God, fire
of the Holy Ghost. The usher has the same condition too.
Congratulations. Why are you so emotional?
God bless you, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
As God opened this year, your door is open.
Amen. Amen.
Your destiny is open.
Amen.
Your resources are open.
Amen.
Your career is open.
Amen. Amen.
The closed doors are over.
Amen. Amen.
More important is the opening of your life.
Amen.
Everyone whose life and destiny has been closed today, I declare they are open now. Yes.
Since 2010, he sat close to speakers, I'm sure, in an event. And since then, that ear, he doesn't take call on that ear.
You take calls with only this ear. You can't take calls with this. Read. Okay, close this tight. Open.
Give him the mic.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am
here. I'm
here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Give the Lord a big clap. Any celebration? Amen. We need to go faster and aggressive. Yes.
While walking through the crowd, you pulled her, you laid hands upon her, and then you spoke these words. Every spoken word or utterance by men working against your life is reversed. And then I asked her if she could corroborate with that. She said, after the death of her parents, uncles, relatives came to confiscate everything that belonged to them, and then she resisted them. Utterances were made that it will never be well with you. After then, everything she had to get was through struggles. And then the word located her.
Every spoken word working against anyone here, every utterance, every verdict from the pit of hell, whether you are aware of it or you are not aware of it, but it's a verdict that is working against your life or your destiny today. That verdict is over. That verdict is over. The verdict is over. Power! Somebody shout, the verdict is over. Odegu degu, a man chala. Odegu degu. Odegu degu, a man chala. Call his name.
Odegu degu, a man chala. Odegu degu.
Ay.
Call his name.
Degu 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 degu. Yes. Degu Give him the praise. Yes.
Also, since 2015, unable to hear on the right ear.
Since 2015, yes, unable to hear on the right ear.
Whistling and noise in that ear. Until the word came and she can hear now.
You can hear well now. Congratulations. This ear. Close this. No, impaired hearing, whistling, noise in the ear for 6 years. And now it is cleared to the point she can hear now.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
She's hearing whisper.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Are you just looking like
that?
Give him the praise.
I said, call his name. Call his name. I said, call his name. 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 Oh, Tegu Tegu. Oh, Manjala. Oh, Tegu Tegu. Tegu 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 Tegu. Oh, Tegu Tegu. Oh, Tegu 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 Call his name, 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 call his name.
Give the Lord a praise. Be upstanding. If you came in here prepared for the impartation service and you brought documents or anything you brought for impartation, you can stand with them. And if you didn't bring anything you brought yourself, you can lift up your two hands. And while that is going on, if you are here today, you need Jesus in your life, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day for you, quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and step forward here and make your ways right with Jesus. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. You say, I have not lived the way I should have lived. I've not served God enough. I've not followed God as I should. I want to be genuinely born again. I want to be free from sin. Carry your Bibles quickly. God bless you.
Unto Jesus I surrender. Unto Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily.
I surrender all. Place your right hand on your chest, you all, and say after me, Lord Jesus. Pray it loud and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Today, I've decided to follow you, Lord.
no turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of the enemy be broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.